Plakas wants to talk about. Food fears. Are there some that we should fear? Plakas?
Gregor, how's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, that's the thing is that what I want to talk about is, I'm not even sure if I know the answer to that, but what I want to say is that lots of business and industry are created by making you afraid of something, and then they sell you the opposite of what you're supposed to be afraid of. So for example, if there's an industry that sells organic food items, they try to make you fearful of not eating organic food. So they'll say that, hey, not eating organic food, there's lots of pesticides, and long-term pesticide consumption is going to put you at risk for cancers and premature death and stuff like that. Then there's the gluten industry. They'll sell you non-gluten stuff and they make you afraid of gluten because it causes a whole bunch of digestive problems. So the key really is who's selling you something, and what are they trying to make you afraid of, and is this fear irrational? And a lot of times it is irrational, and it's because they're just trying to make money off your fears of what they're trying to advertise.
Yeah, which is funny because it's hard to find out really what works and what's good and what isn't good nowadays.
No, exactly. And then it really comes down to consumption and quantity and frequency and stuff like that. Like anything can be bad for you if consumed in vast quantities, even natural stuff. Like for example, vinegar, you put that a little bit in your salad and stuff like that. Fantastic. Tastes good. Gives it some flavor. But you drink a glass of vinegar, yeah, it's really going to cause you some problems in your stomach lining and your intestines and stuff like that. So even stuff that's like natural stuff, like even plants, a lot of the times it's assumed that if you eat something synthetic, it's bad for you. But if you have something that's natural, it's better for you. But there are even plants in the environment that can be poisonous too. So just because something is more natural doesn't make it that it's better for you. It really comes down to quantity. And my sort of philosophy is don't be afraid of anything, but just do realize there are better choices than other choices. And it just comes down to frequency and quantity of what you're consuming, really.
And the other one really is you have to find out what works for you. Right.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because your friend, for whatever reason, who knows, maybe they've got issues with gluten. So they're suddenly changing things in their diet. Well, that doesn't mean you have to, because if your body doesn't have a problem to gluten, then maybe you can keep eating the same thing.
Yeah. What kind of gets me kind of crazy is when even stuff that you're thinking is supposedly healthy for you. A lot of people out there, they're trying to sell diet books and stuff like that, and then they make it unhealthy. For example, I've read lots of times that you should avoid watermelon and carrots and bananas because, first of all, watermelon and carrots, they tend to have a kind of a higher sugar content in it, and then they're higher in the glycemic index, which means it's absorbed by the sugar is absorbed by your body more quickly into the blood system. So, and that's irrational because there's very little calories in watermelon and carrots. It's not the issue to your long-term health and your weight issues. There's a lot of nutrients associated with them, and it's mostly water anyways, and carrots aren't going to make you fat, even though they are higher in the glycemic index. But they use that one little tidbit, and they try to make you afraid of it. So they sell you low glycemic index foods, and they sell this whole diet plan according to that. And if you're diabetic, maybe you have some issues with it, but the general population, yeah, eat all the watermelon and carrots you want. You're never going to eat enough that you're going to have an issue with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever seen an actual article that proves – because I think there's actually one lady who only eats fruit and vegetables and eats a ton of it and,
yep,
you know, is like a fitness model or something.
Yeah, a lot of people are like raw food vegans and they live on raw food, fruits and vegetables, and that's a great way to live. And that's another thing is the vegan community, they'll make you afraid of meat. And so they have their whole thing about selling you on their diet and their process and that stuff like that. And the majority of what they do is probably great, but do you have to fear meat? No, you don't have to fear it. Just, again, quantity and frequency and all that kind of stuff. When it comes down to. So they really have to look at who's selling you what and why are you afraid of it? Is this fear even legitimate? And if I have a little bit of it, is that going to be a big deal? Probably not. And there's no conclusive evidence really to say how much of anything is too bad for you. There's too many variables you would have to account for to identify that one thing is causing issues with your body. So I say don't fear anything. have things, you know what's good, you know what's bad. The bad stuff, have infrequent and just have it as a treat once in a while. Don't let the fear-mongering happen.
You know, you've done a lot of high-intense training over the years and different athletes and yourself involved in different things. Have you ever found one food gives you more energy?
Well, any kind of food that is calorically dense, that is, I guess, absorbed by your body slowly, so you don't have that quick insulin spike and then you have that drop right afterwards. Like, pure sugar will give you an immediate source of energy, but it's almost like a nitro in your car. It lasts for a short period of time and then it's gone. So stuff that's a little bit more slower digesting carbohydrates, that's probably your best bet. And those are like basically like wild rice, yams, potatoes, whole grain pasta, stuff like that. That kind of gives you energy long term, and it's absorbed by your body a little bit slower because it's more of a complex carb.
How'd your bracket turn out?
Pretty good. I had to have Wisconsin win in the final, and instead of Duke, and I would have won the money, but Duke won, so somebody else won.
So basically, you're the first loser?
First loser, yeah.
Like all of us.
Eh? I should get my money back for this cup finishing second.
You were in an all-or-nothing one as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I was, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wondered if second place should at least get their money back, but I guess not.
Not in this case.
No. All right, Blackus, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, have a great day.